TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. But don't worry, this episode will be completely free of mistakes. Fuck.
Oh, I see what you did there, Tim.
I love that you made a mistake on completely, and I'm pretty sure that one was accidental.
Nah.
Oh, all right.
It's all part of the bit. Everybody else who has no idea what I'm talking about thinks I am the hugest asshole right now.
There's going to be a little treat when you edit this later, Tim.
Oh, great. I love treats.
Because you didn't hear something I just said.
Oh, did you call me a name?
No.
Oh, you did.
No, I did not.
Oh, you jerk face.
Did she have to go to jail? Do you know?
No, she wasn't going to have to go to jail, but it was like she's not allowed to drive in Georgia.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
I know.
And when you hear this sound, that means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Oh, welcome to TanCast.
Oh, goddammit.
Welcome to TanCast, Timmy boy.
That's right, it's St. Patrick's Day. We're recording this on, you'll probably be hearing it somewhere closer to Arbor Day.
Oh,
we like St. Patrick's Day in Russia, too. I'm wearing green.
We call him Patrick Ivanov. Patrick, son of Ivan. Somehow this has turned into an Austrian accent. I'm doing my Schwarzenegger.
Welcome to St. Patrick's Day episode.
Mother Russia. And Mother Irish.
St. Patrick's Day.
I want to suck your green.
I want to suck your Guinness.
Your corned beef, if you know what I mean. And I think you do.
My Blarney Stone is ready for kissing.
So
I'm Tim, the TN nonsense.
I'm Andy, and I'm actually a quarter Irish, which makes this not offensive. I've green stamped it.
I am figured out for yourself.
Imagine what that means for yourself.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I'm the N in TanCast. There we go. I got it. Nailed it.
He's the N in Ireland. Yeah. The whole corned beef and cabbage thing apparently is an American invention. And like,
what? I am shocked.
Yeah. Again, you know, Irish grandmother had no fucking idea. Apparently, like, yeah. Insulting all of the memories of my ancestors by not actually knowing my heritage. Yeah, apparently a St. Patrick's Day thing is much more likely to be like a nice side of bacon or something, you know, like nice cut of pork. Not fucking corned beef with its salty, weird spices.
I don't like corned beef, and I'll go on record as saying that, and you come after me, haters, I don't care.
Yeah, and I know where he lives, so just let me know, and I'll come after him for you as well.
That was actually, like, a nice thing to find out.
Well, maybe someone should like some corned beef. You ever think about that?
I do think about it. I think, no, I don't. I don't like it. I don't want to like it. I'm not going to like it. Poop on it.
I agree with Tim. I thought I was letting down my heritage. Found out Irish people don't eat corned beef either. And I'm like, oh, good. Because, yeah. Shit's salty and kind of wrong. Like, it's not like a little salty either.
Like, I don't know. It tastes like pastrami to me.
I don't know. You know, like... You're right. I don't know the flavor difference between corned beef and pastrami. I dislike both of them.
I was like, newsflash, okay. I don't like pastrami either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that explains something.
Sorry, Jewish delis. I'm not having pastrami. I'm not having corned beef. I will have some of your tasty, tasty brisket, though. Oh, man.
But To me, like, brisket is also not that far from, like, corned beef and pastrami.
Oh.
Brisket?
No.
I feel like brisket is totally different, but maybe it's because anytime I have it, it's slathered in barbecue sauce.
Mm. I mean, you don't have to slather it in barbecue sauce.
I could be wrong. I'm going to admit that, too.
I mean, you can find things similar and not be wrong. You have an opinion. You're valid. Noah, you're valid.
Thank you.
Your taste buds are valid.
What? I'm not going to go to Tim's house, okay? I'm going to... Nope. He redeemed himself. I'll go to his house, but I'm just not going to go because he didn't like corned beef.
I was like, not just because the nearest train stop is quite a ways from my house.
That's what's saving him.
He's like, oh, I got to walk? Fuck that. Tim's not worth
the
walk.
Thank you, inconvenient public transportation in America.
Yeah.
Well, I think, oh, no. Noah had some.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have a listener email.
Oh,
hang on. Wait.
Haven't you ever lost anything to pass your car keys?
Nope, that's not what I meant. This is what.
I was like, why is that the one?
Incoming message.
You've got me.
And of course,
DeVale is here.
TimCast listener email.
That shitty jingle's been around since the beginning.
It has.
Since we first got an email.
Yeah.
Tim, should you update it? Go
no.
Fuck yourself.
No,
New Zealand likes what they like.
Do they like it, though?
I thought you said they did.
Wait, I said
that? On you, my window to New Zealand.
Did I say that?
You said that New Zealand loves us.
I can't keep track of my lies anymore.
No, we're just doing the crazy make-em-ups. Speaking of Christopher Walken.
Oh, this is from our listener, Millface. Our friend of the show. No, it's from Max. This is more justice required. Justice for Billy Bob Thornton, you absolute jackasses. And then there's one more. Justice for Pop-Tart 69! Pop-Tart 69 has done more for the Middle East conflict than any of you poop stains! Free Pop-Tart 69! Free Walton Goggins! Free Palestine!
I mean, I'll take some free Pop-Tart 69 if Pop-Tart's offering.
He may not.
I just got it.
I meant it in a different way.
I just got that.
Oh, it's so funny. When I flubbed Billy Bob's name on that episode, I was like, fuck, Max is going to call this one out too.
And that's why he did it.
Surely did.
That's all I got. That's all I
said. But don't worry, this episode will be completely free of mistakes. Fuck.
Oh, I see what you did there, Tim.
I love that you made a mistake on completely, and I'm pretty sure that one was accidental.
Nah.
Oh, all right.
It's all part of the bit.
Oh, yeah.
You filled your mouth.
Yeah, it's definitely part of the bit. Yeah.
Why'd you eat my whole unwashed ass?
Oh, no. No,
what
sir.
If I just want, what if I'm kind of full like I ate earlier? Can
Too
I just
bad.
Take like, well, can I take the rest to go?
You don't get dessert unless you eat the whole unwashed ass.
Hey, guys.
Can I get a doggy bag?
I don't know how recent this was, but apparently Alex Jones posted on his Twitter or Insta or something that he will eat our liberal asses. And then he had to follow up with an explanation that he didn't actually mean like, I'm going to eat your ass. He meant like, if the world continues to go badly, then in a survival situation, I will turn cannibal and eat your ass.
Yeah, I feel like he said that before on his show.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. It's like, Alex Jones just offering to eat liberal asses? He's really turning a new leaf or, you know,
I mean,
opening
you know,
a new butt cheek.
If there was nothing else, then yeah, I would eat liberal asses, conservative asses. I would just be eating asses. Yeah. But like, you know, it was like, I have to like eat everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, elbows, fingertips.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
I might even eat some penises before I started eating assholes.
Tim's going to literally eat a dick.
guys, don't worry about it. In a use the whole part of the buffalo kind of situation, I'll just move in with you both, and I'll eat all the asses for you. Don't worry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to sacrifice yourself for us.
No.
I thought he was going to say he was going to eat us.
I was like, good God, so many ways.
Guys, I'm just offering to eat all the asses. Just, you know.
I mean, I suppose we just put them in a meat grinder and then they're indistinguishable from current hot dogs.
Why would you do that to asses, though? Just pile them on my plate. I am telling you.
I don't want to. I don't want to see what the sausages look like before it got made. I just want the sausage.
Oh, so Noah's going to eat penises with me.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to ground them up and make them into other things that look like penises.
Yeah.
Guys, why did you insist on making all of the sausages with flared tips?
We're going to put 5 white penises in to make 1 black penis.
Oh. Hey, now. That's racist. You should have said 5 Andy penises to make 1 Noah penis, and then that's specific.
It has nothing to do with race.
It has something to do with it.
Oh. I don't remember if it was on the...
I'm glad those people who said we talk about penises too much stop listening.
Well, too bad, because we're going to go on a little more. I think it was the most recent John Oliver. There was somebody who'd called in to C-SPAN or somebody, something like that.
About
every 5 pounds you lose adds an inch to a male's penis. And I turned to Caitlin. I'm like, well, I'm going to starve myself and wear it as a boa half the time. And the other half be afraid of low hanging ceiling fans. She's like, oh, are you threatening me with a 2-inch penis? I'm like, woman, that's amateur numbers. 40 inches. 40 easy. I can definitely, like, if I starve myself, I can get 40 out of this thing. Because all I have to be is over 200 pounds. Just starve myself until I'm mostly dick.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think that's actually how the math works. I'm like, shh, let me have this.
Don't take this away from me.
So I think it's time to ask that musical question.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it
long, long, man?
We'll find out on our very next segment.
I like that little, motherfucking week. That little bit. I don't know why.
It's so great.
It takes it for so long.
Long, long, man.
I thought Andy would be happy that I actually did watch his stupid bullshit commercials.
Oh, I was thrilled. And they
Tim
were amazing.
Tim laughed at the end. Tim laughed.
He did.
I did.
Tim just sat here fronting.
I was actually genuinely surprised he watched it.
Me too.
I randomly think about the one time, like, I was describing the last episode of The Curse, and he went and watched it. I'm like, man, I did not expect him to do that.
I was like, this is weird enough, I need to go check this out. And I can. I have the ability to, so I might as well.
And was it everything I described?
Yep. I'm like, I could go back in the previous episodes of the show and get more context, but nope, I am satiated.
No, like, there is no context for why he gets stuck to the ceiling. I mean, maybe you could say, like, you know, I mean, the previous episode, I think I said this before, like, he said, like, if you ever don't want me, just let me know and I will go away. And, you know, people speculated, like, that's what he, like, she didn't want him anymore in that episode, and that was his way of going away. But yeah, like, it was a fairly normal show up at that point, except they were, like, super cringy, you know, folks. And then it was just like, oh, he's stuck to the ceiling. Okay.
Too much Lionel Richie. I'll leave it to you.
Like I watched, like, a couple of episodes of people, like, analyzing, think that was going to happen. No one was even close to that. No one was like, here's what I think is going to happen in the final episode. I've been reading the clues.
I wonder if any of the creators were like, yeah, you're not even close. Look at this person thinks this is going to happen. He's a fucking idiot.
Curtis is like, boom, anti-gravity out of nowhere from the top rope.
From the top rope. You're ridiculous.
I'll tell you a little story of not woe, but like annoyance, like not particularly at like a particular person, maybe a organization. So I got some packages, and they're going to get delivered on Saturday, which is like it was kind of annoying because I'm like, Monday for Friday is always better for me just because I'm at home. Although next week I have jury duty, so I actually won't be at home. So maybe it worked out this time.
Oh, duty.
Well, I don't know if a whole week, I definitely have to go into jury duty Monday. We'll see what goes from there. So it's UPS, and I give you like a window of when this package is going to be delivered. And there's a friend's birthday party. And so I wanted to go, and I went for a little bit, but like then I was looking at the app because I didn't want to miss it and have to either try deal with it, getting it from the UPS place. Cause it was like one of them was like, a heavy package. And so I was like, oh, it looks like it's close to my house, which I don't know if you ever watched a UPS truck. It does not mean fucking anything in a big city. Like maybe it means something like in the suburb, but the big city is just like, all right, now I'm going to go a mile away from you. I was just two blocks away from you. Now I'm going to drive a mile away. So I leave early and I was like, okay, it'll come. And then it got delivered. Like it was supposed to be 2 to 6. It got delivered close to 7, which I had another thing to go to that evening. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's going to get here in time. Luckily, like when my roommates was home. Oh, that was, no one was home. So I was like, not like I'm like, hey, can you get my package for me? And so finally the guy gets close to my place. And at first he comes up and it's for packages that aren't even me. Like, I'm like, I don't know who this person is. Like, well, there's a guy with his name named James. So he's like, James? I'm like, oh, he doesn't usually get packages. But I'm like, sure, yeah, there's a James here. And they were showing me the name. And I was like, nope, that's not James I know. So he's like, oh, I'm sorry. So he goes back to his truck. And then he grabs like two little packages. And I was like, I think there's something bigger. Because like, I got a subwoofer. I'm like, it's not going to fit in one of those packages. And then he's like, oh, okay. So he goes back and he gets it. And like, originally I was going to leave the house and have my friend like just buzz him in. But like, if that happened, they probably would have been like, I would have been missing my package. But, and then, he finally gets all the packages. I was like, oh, thanks. And he's like, yeah, they're just rushing me. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like he's just getting rushed. So he's not even able to like effectively do his job. Cause he's feeling like this pressure from like, whoever his bosses are. I'm just like, oh, that, and I think he was running late because I was outside the window. Like it was an hour outside the window. It was supposed to get delivered in. I imagine that was like their cutoff time. But yeah, just like, I feel like I've had like shitty experiences with UPS. Like they just lost a package one time and just the status was just like waiting for delivery or at the warehouse. And I would call them like, oh, we don't know where it is. I'm like, I wondered like how early on they knew that we lost this fucking thing. Which I'm sure, like, they lose things and then, like, maybe it pops up later. Like, oh, there it was. But, yeah, then it made me think about, like, in that truck, like, yeah, how do you know? Like, do they group all the packages together? Like, how do you know you're getting all the packages? Like, it was just interesting to think about. But I was like, oh, yeah, it must be stressful to be a delivery driver. Like, people get very upset.
I mean, their whole, like, systems and technologies and, like, checkout. Like, scanning and whatever, there's a whole support industry around logistics and like making sure that how you're packing the truck and then scanning stuff off the truck and whatever, that stuff just goes right all the time. But, much like everything else in life, shit starts to break down as soon as you start to try to rush it.
Well, like, also, and then you have to rely on humans, right? Yeah. And humans, for whatever reason, may not always do the job, 100%. Like for personal humans stuff, not mistakes. Feeling well. Yeah. We make mistakes. Like you're being rushed by like your bosses. Like all the things.
And it's not like lack of care, attention, whatever. It's not like you suck at your job. Everyone is going to make a mistake at their job. The best painter in the world is going to drip paint. The best house builder, the best construction person in the world is going to bend a nail from time to time.
Yeah. I mean, and also like it, I feel like there's certain jobs where it's just, you're going to get more hate than other jobs. Like, I wasn't going to get mad at the guy, but I would have been frustrated if like a package had been missed, and I had to deal with that later. Like, it's just like, something you don't want to do. It's like, that's why I order online to get delivered to me, but it's a convenience we didn't have before. But yeah, I'm sure like delivery drivers, I'm sure they deal with so much shit that I was like, I don't want to deal with this shit.
No.
People, whatever, because like, unfortunately, people shoot the messenger. They love shooting the messenger.
Messengers be dying all over the place.
Well, they're the person who touched it last. So people probably ascribe the most blame to them. not like the bullshit situation, the you know, the impossible delivery schedule that they're being given.
Yeah.
Cause that's nebulous. That's, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah. But I got everything. So all worked out, but it was just that's like, good. I just felt bad that I left the party or had to leave the party early. And I was like, no, I could have stayed all the way to the end. But yeah, I mean, there's no way I could have known, but well, yeah. Just in hindsight, it just sucked.
Yeah, but I mean, can't play that game.
Oh, yeah, you can play that game. It's a losing game, but you can play it.
Well, yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, yeah, you absolutely right. Can, but then you like you wind up crying over the fact that, you know, you should have seen the signs of your dad having heart attacks before he died and, you know, blaming yourself for that kind of shit. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, yeah. And then they're basically the same thing. Like, maybe you're going to get a UPS package. Your dad died of a heart attack. Same thing, same thing.
Yeah. I mean, having experienced both, yes, exactly the same.
Yeah.
I had a thing with my exterminator. So normally my exterminator used to send me an email like a week before, like, hey, we're coming on this day between... And it's always like between like 8 and 5. I'm like, well, way to narrow it down, brother.
We will come while the sun shines on this day.
But this time, like, they sent me an email the day before, and I was like, oh, well, we like normally on that day, like my mom will take the kids to school and I'll be here. So like someone will always be home. Like, or you know, like when my mom comes back, that's when I'll go for my walk or something. So it's like someone would be here to open the side yard so they could exterminate everywhere. But like my mom was out, so there was nobody here except me, and I had to drop the kids off. And then I get a thing. Someone's at your front door. I'm like, well, you want to wait 8 minutes? Cause I can't get there any sooner. He's like, well, I got a lot of the calls. I'm like, that is a shame. I didn't schedule those. Nor did I ask you to come here today, but I've learned that when I reply to those emails, nothing happens, and you still come anyway. So I was like, well, I guess we'll just roll the dice, take our chances. Yeah, it came up snake eyes. Sorry, buddy, you got to wait 8 minutes, and it sucks because like you can't get mad at that guy because he has 15 more houses to do because they booked him. It's not like it was him, but yeah. Like the soulless corporation behind him, Clark Pest Control. That's right. Go yeah, second. Cool.
You know what, Tim? You should write them a firmly worded letter.
That is on the horizon any second. Just wait around and here it comes.
I will wait. I will wait here. In fact, I won't do anything else with my day until that email has been sent.
It's going to be an unproductive day.
Andy.
Yeah, me.
Where did you find that card?
The card
I sent you?
Drew had dropped it off, like he had made a pile that he didn't tell me about on a shelf in my office.
What?
So he just created a rat's nest of mail.
Why do you have like random piles of that? I still don't get it.
My dude, I don't know either.
I could create a pile over here. Oh, that one's got a little too big. I'm gonna create a pile over here.
Here's some mail. There's some mail. Everywhere I leave some mail, I don't give a shit about your mail. I like to leave a trail of mail
so I can find my way back.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, thanks for giving that to me, bud. It's like, what, I put it in your office?
Oh. So I just went through, I was like, I knew I texted you guys to remind me to ask you to tell us a story this week.
Oh, yeah.
I found it. Good God. Okay, so... Side story before we start that story. Last week, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, there was a video about seals singing Kiss from a Rose.
The animal.
Yes. So like they edited together a bunch of seals. And for some reason, last week when I watched it, I lost my fucking mind laughing. Like I was playing it back. I'm like, I sound so unhinged laughing at this seal video. Like, I'm like, Jesus Christ, Tim. And then I watched it to get the sound for it. Cause I'm like, oh, I'll make that the link noise. I'm like, I hope I can not wake everybody up laughing again. As I watch it again, nothing, stone faced, like did not even the corners of my mouth upturned slightly. Just like, wow, whatever comedy was, it has drained completely out of this clip. But in between those two times, I was out with my wife at an event, which I will,
your wife.
That's one, which I will specify the event at a more appropriate time for the story. And there was a, you know, a break in the event and everybody was sort of just milling about. And I was telling him, like, oh, we had Tancast this week. I was watching this video and like, I just could not stop laughing. It was like these seals and they had edited them together to like Kiss from Rose. And I started to do an impression of it. I was like,
Oh, that
event, Special Olympics basketball. I'm like, everybody else who has no idea what I'm talking about thinks I am the hugest asshole right now.
As soon as you like to say that, like, you're, I'm like, oh, I know what kind of event it was.
And I was like, and I was midway through doing it, I was like, oh, what am I doing?
Oh, no.
I'm like, and it's not like I can go around to explain to everybody, they're seals. I'm doing impressions of seals. This is seals. This has nothing to do with anything but seals. I'm just going to go wait in the car with the windows rolled up while it's hot. And maybe God will take care of this for everybody.
What did Janelle do?
She's like, eh, what are you going to do? I don't think anybody.
I didn't know what he was when I married him.
I don't think anybody's paying attention to you. And I don't think people are going to think someone came all the way here to do that.
Oh, God damn. I kind of have a little bit of a headache from laughing at that now.
So, yeah, be careful where you do your seal impressions, my friends. That's still a warning from Uncle Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Tim.
No problem.
Oh, I was going to say something, but now I forgot what it was.
Well, quickly, speaking of headaches and speaking of how my week has gone, I have had massive headaches all fucking week, partly because this is the time of year where stuff starts to blossom. Partly because this is also the time of year where Mother Nature just cranks the knob on the climate, like back and forth and back and forth.
Mother Nature crank that knob.
Yeah, she does.
Crank
she
it.
Grabs it and she holds on.
Did you guys hear
hard.
That?
What?
The bus?
No.
Okay. I didn't, but I mean, in fairness, Andy was jibber jabbering. So.
Yeah, this is true. We'll wait until we get isolated audio and Tim's, you know, he'll hook it up to the CSI people and we'll find out. We'll
enhance. Know.
Yeah.
Enhance.
Enhance my pants.
We both knew it was time to say pants.
We did.
Pantaloons. So you've been having the bad allergies?
Yeah. But that plus stress. Apparently, allergies plus stress equals like
good time.
One side of my head just trying to erupt in flames.
Ooh, that is fun.
Yeah.
So like it's just like really hot.
No. I just mean I have like tension headaches, like really bad on that one side.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, no, the flames are metaphorical, not in any way literal.
Flames on the side of my face.
Yes, exactly.
This
is a good movie.
I randomly remembered the thing I thought about when Tim was talking about the seals singing seal. Mm-hmm. That clip that I've forgotten about of Sean Locke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on that show, and it's like, what is your greatest accomplishment? He goes, well, seal clubbing.
Oh, I love that whole episode.
It seemed like he was just coming off the top of his head, but he was just so casual about it. Like, it was like oh yeah, this is a story I told way before. And then he's like, and then when it was like the worst rectum
of the year.
Rectum of the year.
He's like rear of the year with the gloves off.
he's like, I knew I had it in the bag when I heard the three judges behind me throwing up. And the lady next to him was just like, stop it. Stop.
Yeah, Claudia Winkleman. Yeah, stop speaking.
Oh, man. Fuck. So many of the things that he says during that, I'm like, this is definitely a British reference that I'm, including Rear of the Year. I'm like, these are all British references I am absolutely not getting. And yet.
I'm still fully on board with this joke.
Yeah, doesn't fucking matter. I understand.
Sometimes understanding trumps, or comedy trumps understanding.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good episode title.
Ooh, good job, buddy.
Except it has the word Trump in it, so forget it.
Oh,
yep.
Fuck that. But yeah, fuck. I was like, I forgot about this bit. It's fucking hilarious.
I still love the poem by John. No, not John. What is it? Joe Wilkinson about naming people, hanging out in a bus station bathroom, naming people's penises.
Yes. I haven't watched that one in a while, but yeah, I had seen that one. Now I'm going to have to watch it again.
Man, Sean Locke is like, I think he might have died from laughter. That's what killed him, that poem.
That
like midway through, he's like, please stop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, oh. It is such a genius story that he's just like, I'm just going to, boop, this is going to come on my head right now. Like, yep. What am I going to go next with this? That was all.
British panel
shows.
We
definitely got to put those in the show notes.
I mean, if it gives me an excuse to watch them again, then yes.
Yep. Yep. 100%.
Unrelated to anything we were just talking about. Young, I'm watching, there's like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine clip. It says Young Scully versus Old Scully. Mm-hmm. Is Young Scully played by the guy? Is it played by the guy that's on Reacher?
Oh, is he?
I think so.
That is, because Scully's like the incompetent cop,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
The big one with the flat top.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, that looks like the guy from Reacher, the TV show Reacher. I'm like, that is funny that they would pick him. That is all.
I mean, that was the joke. They were super competent when they were young.
Yeah.
Both of them were?
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah, competent like, and hot.
Yeah, they were. But there was like an 80s cop show when they showed like a flashback. It might have been 90s. I don't remember, but it was definitely that vibe.
Yeah. And it was so great that they waited until, I think that was the sixth season to do that bit.
Even though they had already shown flashbacks of them before where they were just, you know, them with wigs on.
Yes.
Oh, so
it, like, completely ruins the continuity of it. But they're like,
who
whatever.
Fucking cares?
The joke is funny.
Yes.
Comedy trumps understanding.
Yes. Comedy trumps continuity.
I mean, I think you could look at some synonyms for Trump.
Fat, worthless piece of shit.
There's one of them.
Tim went a different direction than I thought. he would just went with a different Trump.
It also means fart.
It does.
Wait, what?
In like the UK, Trump means fart.
Like a trumpet noise.
Oh.
Like, oh, I did a little Trump. And like, so to them, it was super funny that we elected him. And then it wasn't. I'm oversimplifying it. I know, UK listener, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, they were also dealing with Brexit at the same time. So it's, I don't know. I don't know if they were paying that much of attention to our shit. It's
like, no, they were all up on our shit. They're like, what's going on in America?
They were like, oh.
Speaking of all up on foreign shit, like, why is everybody so invested in Kate Middleton?
I don't know. And this is...
Who gives a single solitary shit?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you can say that about the whole royal family, right?
Yeah, and I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be good to, well, here's... I'll start. Do you think she's dead?
No.
No?
Okay.
But... it will affect my life in zero ways if she is.
Well, yep. No. But I feel like it's somewhat interesting the fact that like she could be dead and they're just covering up. I don't think they are per se, but I'm like that is a hook that I'm like, oh, that is interesting. But yeah, beyond that, I don't really care.
Yeah. Caitlin, we were on the way to a doctor's appointment for her this week and she brought it up and I was like, I have said it before and I will say it again. Like, this is the case where I am the small R Republican. The royals are a mistake. Like, having the royals is a mistake. And I get it that it's a whole, well, are they, you know, net positive or negative for the country? Are they bringing in more tourism dollars in the company? I fucking don't care. It's a hereditary thing. Any hereditary pass down of power, privilege, attention, whatever. You know, Nepo babies are a bad idea, full stop. Now, I will say, if I can use my position at my job to help my son get a job out of college, I'm going to do that. You know, like I'm not mad at the parents who are like, hey, I'm going to give my kid a leg up in the world. Like, no. you know, people who are like, oh, I'm going to get my kid into the family business. You know, I started a construction business and I'm going to turn it over to my kid. It's, Yeah, okay, so your kids didn't have to build a construction business. Yeah, I'm not terribly mad about that. I'm talking about, like, real power. I'm talking about, like, you know, fame and fortune and all the stuff that comes with that.
Riches.
Yeah.
It's like, jewels.
So yeah. Many jewels.
Yeah. So I was like, the royals are a mistake. Having royalty is a mistake. This is further proof. And she's like, well, it's not that, like, she's using this. It's that I'm like, no one should be focusing this much about her. This is a symptom. The problem is royalty. The attention is a symptom of that. I'm like, attention's a problem itself. It's still bad.
Do they do anything? Like, do they affect the government in any way?
Technically, there's stuff that, like, the queen is still allowed to do. Like, I think the queen is allowed to, like, dissolve parliament or, like, call for new parliamentary elections or something like that. But I'm also not sure if parliament actually has to listen to her or if it's more like if the queen does it, then that it's like a suggestion, but everyone's going to, you know, take that suggestion as, like, it's pretty fucked up that you didn't follow the queen's wishes. Like, I honestly do not know enough about the fine print and the Magna Carta and, like, all the shit that comes after it.
Oh, well, then maybe you shouldn't be criticizing the royals since you don't actually know about them.
Ooh,
do you even know what the AR and Andy. AR-15 stands for? No, AK yeah. And AK-47 stands for?
Armalite, something about exactly, Kalashnikov, liberal, something like that.
You liberal cuckstain.
Yeah, except I did know all of those, so fuck you.
Ooh, are mommy and daddy fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
No, I know. No. But, like, so what is the purpose these days?
I mean,
Living.
Yeah, just, like, continuity of the...
Continuity. Yeah. They had them in movies from the 70s. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing of... The law says that there are royals and that the royals have such and such powers. And even though, you know, over time, more and more of those powers have been taken away and invested in parliament.
They have powers like heat vision and adamantium claws?
Yeah. Powers. Capital P.
Wait, powers? The British spy who was frozen?
Yep. Yeah. No,
they
Booth.
Have powers? Powers well, Booth. Let him out.
They have Powers Booth.
Powers He's Booth just, is dead.
I know, and they
or
have
is
him.
That the conspiracy?
They're just holding on to the body.
I mean, but I will say this. We all
this.
Care about shit that fucking doesn't matter, right?
What?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So what? I'm like, you know what? If the royals are the thing that people want to care about that doesn't fucking matter, I'm like, have at.
I have never... blogged for years at a time about how I didn't like Man of Steel, so I don't know what you're talking about.
John Williams, Schman Williams.
No. You said things that don't matter. John Williams matters, sir.
Oh, apparently, wait, his son is...
lead singer of Toto!
Yes! Huh, yes!
He sung the Gummy Bears theme song.
Yes. You know that? Did you know that on your own?
No, I saw probably the same TikTok / Instagram reel that you did.
Yeah. Oh, wait, do we know that's true? Because apparently the cuck chair thing wasn't true. Tim spreading lies.
Oh, you listened to that episode, did you?
Yeah.
Well, when I went to go find the link, I found, hey, this isn't actually true. I'm like, oh, man.
I went this whole week believing in that. I actually
you
saw...
went 2 weeks, sons. That was a while ago.
Oh, 2 weeks. I went
he
2 weeks
telling everybody.
I saw a bluey shirt, like a print shirt available, and I laughed because I was like, cuck chair. I almost bought that shirt, except they didn't have it in my fat ass size.
Yep, Joseph Stanley Williams is John Williams' son.
Oh.
And the lead vocalist for Toto during the mid to late 80s.
So did he sing Africa?
I believe that's the mid to late 80s. Was he the one blessing the rains?
Are we doing some research?
So I mean, probably not.
Okay.
Oh.
Did he sing Rosanna? He was featured on the albums in 1986 and
1988.
He also heard on the album Toto XX 1998.
Tim, you're saying all these things really far away from your microphone.
Actually, I'm not. I'm just so I'm not pointed directly at it, but I am really close to it. I want you to know.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, the difference between this and this is 2 inches.
Okay. Well, that's the difference between this and this.
So, man, that is interesting. So that your microphone is not picking up a lot of shit.
Oh, that's reminds me, Noah. I wanted to let you know that while Andy was talking a second ago, I think I heard something drive by.
I vaguely heard whatever that was.
He heard somebody drive
by.
What
I was saying when I was just saying some stuff right then? This is a lot of fun.
uncharacteristically angry. You know, I'm normally a very calm and level-headed guy.
Try another adverb, sir.
Hmm? What's that now?
Adverb? Adjective.
What?
Lee. L-Y. That's an adverb, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Try another adverb.
No.
How very uncharacteristic of you.
I thought about it and no.
Anywho, earlier when Andy was talking, I thought I heard something something go by on your mic, Noah.
Okay.
But it was a while ago, and I totally forgot about it until Andy just complained about me not using my mic correctly.
How do I sound? I sound now, right? I sound good and clear.
Oh, you've always sounded good, you said to let you know about the ambient noise, and I think I heard a truck or something drive by.
Well, I'm just going to test something.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to test?
We're testing.
How do I sound now?
Like you're far away and hollow.
Okay. I just turned my head a little bit. I can do that too, Tim.
We can all do it.
Yeah, but I use a headset, so when I turn my head to the side, you guys can't tell. I just look left and right.
I do not know why we have not blown up. I do not get it.
Now I'm in the corner of the room.
Good, stay there.
Do you remember when I was still Stephanie and you came over to watch Black Dynamite?
Vague. I mean, I remember. Yes.
I just remember that one time. That one thing was like, threw that shit before I came in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And we both laughed a lot.
I do remember that. Whew, that was good stuff.
I don't necessarily miss living in that neighborhood, but I did like that house.
Oh, was the neighborhood not very nice?
No, the neighborhood was just like, I should clarify. I like that living in a city where I walk half a block and there's a coffee shop, or I walk two blocks and there's a grocery store.
Yeah.
Nice. It's more like the suburbia, but I think wasn't for me, but I did like that house. Like, it was a cute house. And I had my little theater room. I finally got rid of that projector screen and my projector. But yeah, it was a good time while it lasted.
We were driving to Sacramento a couple weeks back for a parkour thing that Michael was doing, and we're like, oh, we're passing Noah's old house.
Yep, she fixed up. I think.
Nope, there. I heard a bus or something.
Oh, yeah. That's a truck. Okay.
Sorry.
I wonder, I'm not going to do it now, but maybe later I'll mess with the gain on this thing and see if I can adjust it so it's not so sensitive. But also, maybe that's just how it is. Maybe it's just like if you live in a city and you don't have any soundproofing, you're going to hear outside noise.
Oh, my old friend, how I've missed you.
I haven't used that in a while.
Yeah.
So much so that I had to dig through many files to finally find it. And thus, it's 20 minutes after the bus and the truck went by. All right, that's enough. I'm going to die.
I haven't come up with a... I've done a while, but yeah, I used to guys text you guys stuff that wasn't necessarily directly outside my window, but just in the city. I'm like, because it's all outside my window.
I mean, technically, Atlanta's outside your window.
Yeah. You should see what's out Andy's window, which outside of Noah's window as well.
Yep.
It's not as catchy, but yeah.
It's outside of all of our windows.
That's just everything not exactly specifically inside of our houses.
Are you all wearing green today?
I am.
I am not. It was funny. I went to get coffee this morning before the show, and someone was like, "Happy St. Patrick's Day." I'm like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, "I'm not wearing green." And, you know, one person obviously wearing green, and the other person was like, you couldn't see, but then they had a shirt underneath their like sweater. It's like, "Don't pitch me." I'm like, "Yeah, but I wasn't going to pitch you." I feel like that's the thing. That's time is coming gone. Just pitch people you don't know. Like,
I was looking through my Facebook memories for today, and one of them was like, "I'm not wearing green, but if you try and pinch me, I will punch you in the throat." I was like, wow, Tim.
Tim got spicy. Tim's our little corned beef this week.
Tim of the past was not feeling it.
fucking touch me.
I'll punch you in the throat. Tim, can you reach
my
throat?
For a slight inconvenience.
So my St. Patty's Day shirt is ridiculous. It has clovers and it has a rainbow and it also has kittens all over it. There's a kitten on the cloud with a harp, which I'm guessing is probably a dead kitten. It has another kitten like sitting on the rainbow and it has another kitten like poking out from behind some four leaf clovers. This shirt is
four leaf clovers.
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, there's your favorite accent again coming for you.
Oh, Jimmy boy.
Yeah, do that shit at work, Tim.
I can't. St. Patrick's Day is over. Oh, no.
Me Lucky Charms.
They're always trying to steal them.
Yes.
They're always after me fucking Lucky Charms.
No, I was like channeling Steven right there for a moment. They're always out to get them.
Oh, bother. I saw a movie this week.
Ooh.
Stop yourself.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I saw Driveaway Dolls, which was originally going to be called Driveaway Dykes.
Ooh.
And they still have that title at the very end of the movie.
Whoopsie doodles.
I think they said they changed it because they wanted to be more appealing to the masses. But it was enjoyable. Like, it was not the best. It's only one of the Coen brothers is directed it.
Oh.
But, you know, still has that kind of Coen brother vibe. It was like, it was just similar, like, kind of quirky, everyday people getting themselves in situations that they're not. It wasn't as over the top as other movies, but the kind of the MacGuffin, once is revealed, you're like, oh, that's what it was?
In a good way or bad way?
I wouldn't say it's good or bad. It's just like, that was a choice.
Ah.
So yeah, are either of you going to see it?
At some point, yes. Soon.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not like, won't ruin the story, but it's a fun reveal when you find out.
Not like I ruined Secret Invasion for Andy last week and didn't apologize.
What do you mean you ruined Secret Invasion? I have no memory of this, Tim.
You lie.
Are you being funny?
I did drink heavily after the episode, so.
Wait, do you really don't remember?
Am I being funny? No, clearly not.
Oh,
or else you
okay.
guys would be
you
laughing
are,
along with me.
You
but
are being
I was
funny.
Trying. I was trying. Thank you,
could just
Noah.
Answer, you could just answer a goddamn friend. Question and then see how that works out, and maybe we'll be laughing more. We'll be like, ha, Andy is telling us the information we're asking, and now we're happy again. Yay.
Oh. That made me sad, and also feeling like dragging my nuts across Tim's lawn.
Oh, just
across
his lawn?
My lawn?
Not his yeah. face?
Watch out for gophers.
But they'll smell like lavender, though, your balls.
No, not the lavender's dead and the mint is already dead. I'm killing
what?
Stuff, guys.
Oh. Hey, Tim, you're killing it, Tim.
I'm literally killing it. That's what I said to Danelle.
Any plant nearby, you're killing it.
But anyway, speaking of killing it, I found a dead gopher.
Oh.
And I buried it in a gopher hole as a warning to the other gophers. Stay the
shove
fuck
it down
away or this will be
over.
You.
Wait, is that what you're supposed to do?
Actually, yeah. Supposedly, the smell of dead gophers keeps away gophers.
Yeah, I feel like you said that before.
And it's worked for the front yard for a while.
Nice.
But, I mean, knock wood, hopefully it works for, I mean, eventually that dead gopher is going to stop smelling and just be dirt.
But it'll be a while.
It'll be a while. Yes, indeed.
So why did I mention? Yeah, I did mention I got a new mic. Also, I bought a DAC. I assume Andy knows what a DAC is. Did you know what a DAC is?
That was Luke's co-pilot on Hoth when they were flying the airspeeders yeah. around the AT-ATs, and
exactly,
he died,
Tim,
unfortunately.
I bought one of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
Digital good job.
Analog converter.
You fucking moron.
Tell him to hold on while he switches power from fire control.
Yeah. There's going to be a little treat when you edit this later, Tim.
Oh, great.
Because you didn't hear something I just said.
Oh, do you call me a name?
No.
Oh, you did.
No, I did not.
Oh, you jerk face.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Yeah. But yeah, Andy said digital audio converter. Like every you know.
Oh, I actually did know that.
Okay.
I was too busy making joke-em-ups.
But yeah, I think, you know, every device that plays audio from a digital file has some type of DAC. Also wouldn't be able to play the audio, right? That's correct.
But you got a big mm-hmm. DAC.
But like, obviously the DACs are built into like a phone or iPad are not going to be good as an external DAC. So I bought an external DAC because I wanted to try listening to high res audio from like Apple Music, like streaming. It's supposed to sound better. So I was like, all right, let me see what this is all about. Because I have like a pair of kind of nice speakers that I haven't really taken full advantage of. And I'm like, I should take more advantage
of
these.
Big DAC around.
So yeah, I bought a new subwoofer and a DAC. See how it goes. I feel like I listened. And that's what, Andy, you were hearing. I was kind of testing out the audio. And that's why you heard the chain.
Got it.
And I'm like, I think it sounds pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. guys, I wouldn't want you to worry. I just paid my water bill yet again while recording Tancast.
Nice.
I almost forgot until I was like, hey, what's that piece of paper? Oh, I was supposed to do that today.
I almost forgot to check about my jury duty.
Oh.
Duty.
I had the little card here, and I was like, oh, yeah, I need to call on Friday or go to the website. And I kept forgetting. And then I went to the website, and I didn't see my number. I'm like, oh, maybe I don't got to go. I'm like, oh, nope, I need to scroll further down. Yep, there it is. Damn it.
So, Noah, don't tell any lawyer or judge that you have heard these words, but there is something called jury nullification, which is if you think that...
Oh, yeah, I know.
That the person has been... Oh, well, then for everyone else. if you think that the person might be guilty of the crime, but the crime itself is bullshit, or you think that it's like, yeah, they shouldn't be punished for this, or they've already been punished enough, or whatever... Juries are allowed to acquit people for any reason that they want. But if you say words like jury nullification during the deliberation, they will kick you the fuck off that jury. It's fully legal, but they don't like it.
Yeah. And like, yeah, a lot of people don't know, but they think you have to, a lot of jurors, which I think they probably present it that way. Mm-hmm. Think you have, like if, you know, the evidence shows that they're guilty, that you have to find them guilty.
Yep. I used to think that. I found someone guilty one time of something where we were like, this law is bullshit and like super vague. We actually asked the judge, can you explain this law to us? Like, what is the context of this law? What is the expected use case of this law? And the judge read us the law. And he's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can do is read you the exact text of the law.
Mm.
So it was up to us to interpret it. And we still felt like it was bullshit, but we're like, I mean, you can't be drunk. If we've already decided that this person was drunk while driving, then they were also, I can't remember what the exact word was for, but it was something like, you know, driving dangerously or like erratic driving, or it wasn't erratic, because erratic was like specific. It was something along the lines of like, you know, driving dangerously. And it's like, well, but does that mean like they were swerving or whatever? Because nobody witnessed them swerving. Like this is what we need more on. So it's like we went back in and we kind of debated like what are the meanings of these words? And we're like, ah, oh, fuck it. I think we got to find him guilty of this. It's a fucked up law, but like I think, you know, based on the dictionary definition of these words, I think we have to say if they were drunk, then they were whatever this adjective was. But yeah, looking back on that, you know, as soon as I found out about jury nullification, like all of that popped back into my head. I was like, fuck, we should have said no. We should have said this is a bullshit law. We're not finding anybody guilty of this.
They never broke the law. I am the law.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
I am the final check and balance as a juror. Which is also why getting out of jury duty is, I recognize sometimes you just can't serve. But yeah, people who are like, oh, I'd never serve on a jury. It's a huge waste of my time. It's just such a, no. This is important. This is important like voting. It's inconvenient, but it's important.
Wait, I mean, I haven't been picked. I just need to go down there and, you know, sit in the room for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only one of us who's never been on a jury.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, the first two times I was called in Stockton when I was living in San Jose. And so I'm like, I can't. Like, I know my address is still technically listed as San Jose, but I'm going to school in my address was technically still listed as Stockton, but I'm going to school in San Jose. So you can't make me go, you know, 25 cities over to do your jury duty. And so I didn't. And then every other time I've been called for jury duty, it's been like, okay, call this number. Oh, okay, call tomorrow. Okay, call tomorrow. Okay, don't call anymore. You're done. I think one time I never actually had to go down there. So I've never even had to go to the building and been told like, okay, you're excused. Like, I've never even gotten that far. It's always been call again, stop calling.
Don't call us anymore.
I have had to go into the building 4 times, twice in California, twice in Atlanta. And of those 4, I was seated on a jury once. I was down to like the final, like they needed 12 and there were 14 of us left. And I was like number 13. So they're like, okay, we're good. And the cutoff was like to my left. It's like the next person over to me was the last person in that line. And another time I was one of the first, they got down to like asking the questions. One of the times I was, I just went in and I sat in the room and we sat and like, I think they even had to come back a second day. Cause it was like, there were still negotiations happening for like the last case that they were going to set people for.
Mm-hmm.
And it wound up not happening. So we all got dismissed. But yeah, the most recent time that I had to go in was about 4 years ago. And, It was somebody who was accused of abusing kids, and it was clear that his defense was going to be that someone had put all of that stuff on his machine, like through the dark web. And so they were asking questions about what people knew about various dark web technologies, and I kept raising my hands. And then like a lawyer gave a definition and I raised my hand again. And I said, that's not exactly right. And as I'm saying that, I'm like, the defense is definitely getting rid of me because I'm going to be the juror that knows too much to eat their bullshit.
I knew too much.
But I'm not mad that I didn't have to, as part of, you know, viewing the evidence, see pictures of child sex abuse.
Do they show that?
They were going, yes. Yeah, that was one of the things they were going to have to show.
I understand, but it's also wild that it's illegal to view it, except in like these instances.
Yep. And there would probably be like, you know, bars over areas or, you know, like to block the child's face or genitalia or something. I would hope, but I don't know. And I didn't have to find out.
That'd been funny if they brought you, though, as a witness, if the prosecution was like, so you were going to be on the jury. It was pretty close. And what was the question that you answered? What did you happened right before you were dismissed? Oh, well, the defense gave a definition of this and I corrected them. Nothing further, Your Honor.
I mean, it's not like, oh, Andy's so smart. It's more like,
I mean, Andy is so smart.
If, you know. I mean, I hope the statute of limitations has expired, but I've pirated some shit. I've run some Napster. back in the days.
A long time ago, whoever the statute of limitations was plus 10.
In a different jurisdiction.
I believe if you're saying the word Napster, not only have the statute of limitations passed, I think the statute of limitations can vote now.
Yep. Oh, wait, Napster's still around, and now it's legit.
Well, yes, yes.
Okay.
No, it's like a regular streaming service.
That's like saying Toys R Us is still around. There's still a thing called Toys R Us, but it's not the same thing it used to be.
Well, no, it's not the same thing it used to be, but like, I think people, like,
no,
wait,
I actually,
or am I thinking of the wrong thing?
I'm just saying someone bought the name and is using it for something else.
Yes, and Tim is right. Guys, I was there for this.
I was there.
I worked for the company that bought the Napster name.
Wait, what was another music streaming service?
Slapster?
It might have been
for trap music?
If Napster is still around as a streaming service, but I was there when it went legit. Again, worked for the company that bought it.
So it's your fault.
No, because they got rid of the rest of the company. Like it was funny because like the CEO, they're like, yeah, let's buy Napster, and like it connected up with this other brand that we had previously purchased from, I think it was Best Buy. We're gonna take Napster legit, and then we're gonna sell the rest of the company off, and we're just gonna keep the Napster thing. I'm like, way to bet on the future, Mr. CEO.
Oh, yeah, it was like I was just looking. I had to be looking at like how much streaming services pay, because like Spotify is doing some shady shit, and like Napster for a while I guess was listed as one of like the top paying music streaming services. I was like, oh, really? That was it.
I mean, I guess it's been so long ago. I'll just say I used to work for Roxio, and Roxio was the one that bought it.
Oh, no. You said it.
I know.
What happened? Oh, you said it.
Yeah. I was being silly.
Oh, I thought something completely separate happened, and you said, oh, no. No. It just sounded so disconnected from what we were just talking about.
Oh, no.
I mean, not like where you're whispering in my ear and I think a third person is talking.
Oh, fuck. I still love that. Oh, damn. I don't necessarily love that I scared you, but it gets me tickled because I'm like, I can identify what you're feeling. Like, the world's falling apart right now. I don't know what's happening.
Somebody broke in on the dark web. He's talking to me.
Yep. Yep. I mean, that's bullshit, but yeah.
Andy knows.
I think I talked about this on before, but like the one time I was on a jury, it was like right when we bought my house. And like Steph was pissed because like I didn't get out of it. But it's like, I mean, like I was just honest, but I wasn't going to try to like do like something underhanded to get out of it. Like, and like, there's definitely people who are saying shit where it was like, oh, you're trying real hard to get out of it. And it worked. And also like my work pays, like, I think they pay for your jury duty indefinitely. Like you get your full salary as long.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I had no like financial hardship. I had like no reason to get out of it. So I got picked, and like, we just bought the house and Stephanie wanted to do it. She took time off work to like fix it all up. And I was like, why? Like, so, but that's beside the point.
Well, that's why you ain't married to her no more. Mm-hmm. Now you do all the jury duties you want, baby. Yeah. Duty all them juries.
Yeah. Go take a big old duty on the jury.
But it was for a mesothelioma case, which is like the type of cancer you get from asbestos.
I do remember this because we talked about it on the show.
Yeah. And it was like, it was so wild because like there was like three or four companies, this person, the plaintiff was suing, and he was so sick he couldn't even be in the courtroom. Like, he was in a hospital.
Didn't he die before the case was over?
Yeah, you slow spoiler, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, I was going to get there.
Sorry, Andy, you were taking too long.
But it was, like, so wild because, like, they would have a witness, and, like, each of the group's lawyers, which they had multiple lawyers, like, each group would come up and, like, question this person. And, like, some of the stuff, some of it was, like, oh, this is not, like, court TV, but some of it was like it, where they were just like making these, like, you know, they're supposed to have like proper ventilation when they're working with asbestos, because they knew like the effects it had on the body. And this one lawyer was like, oh, so he was working in outdoors with one of the best ventilation systems in the world. I'm like, I'm like, it doesn't matter if you're like right next to something, like if like you're right next to it, it's going to go, you're going to breathe it.
Yeah.
Cause he didn't have the proper equipment. But yes, as Tim said, he actually ended up dying during the trial. So I would have gone on much longer. But then they had to declare a mistrial and start all over. And one of the coolest things they did was like one of the lawyers, I think for the plaintiff, came out and was like, hey, if you have any questions, we'll be out in the lobby and you can ask us any questions you want. I was like, oh, that was really cool. So I stayed back and I don't remember what the questions were, but just so I really enjoyed that they were willing to like engage us in that way.
You're like, where can I get some of that asbestos?
I want that good shit.
So We had that too on our jury, but it was it wound up working in reverse. It was, you know, hey, the lawyers are out there, and you know, if you're open to talking to them, they'd love to talk to some of you. So like we walked out, it's like, hey, yeah, this is all great, and you know, thanks very much for your time. And I got a couple of questions, you know, like can you tell us a little bit about why you found the way that you found? And you know, like a couple of people were like, well, you know, he's the four person. If you know, if he wants to tell you, then we're okay with that. I was like, oh, that's on me. All right. I mean, I'll tell you. And I let the defense lawyer know. I was like, yeah, it was. I mean, honestly, the police officer seemed like he was badgering this poor woman and hectoring her and everything. I said, but then like there was a couple things in her testimony where it's like, oh, like none, like these pieces don't hang together with these other pieces. I was like, it was just based on like the video evidence and like the cop and like the breathalyzer and everything. Like we were ready to acquit. And then she hung herself with the stuff that she said on the stand, like stuff she volunteered on the stand.
Mm.
And the, like the defense lawyer, like he starts nodding. He's like, yep. Okay. Well, thank you. It's like, it wasn't like trying to Perry Mason this shit, but it was like, you know, she's talking about having like super strong drinks before she left. And then like the reason that she'd stopped on the center median of the freeway was because she wasn't sure where she was, but she had already told us that like the reason that she was up so late and like hadn't slept was because she'd had to wait like an extra hour because, the rental car place didn't have one with GPS and she needed one with the GPS to know how to get around. I'm like, how do you not know where you are moments after you told us that like you had to get a car with GPS in order to get around? Like you waited extra time to get the car with GPS.
Mm. Maybe it was a shitty GPS.
I mean, maybe.
So what was, so the defense lawyer,
it was a drunk driving conviction, obviously, but
yeah. What was he sighing about? Like,
I think it was because like he was asking her, you know, questions about like, you know, why were you tired? And she was providing like a lot of information and
gotcha. More information than she should have.
When the prosecution is asking you questions, you're supposed to answer with like, you know, the smallest answer you can possibly give. And when the defense is asking you questions, the defense is supposed to be asking you questions that like help you to tell your story. But yeah, like she was, and I think it was also when the prosecution was asking some questions that she was like answering with like two long answers. But whatever,
so
it was, it was like
just, sorry,
all told. Yeah, all told, she was talking too much, and she talked her way into a drunk driving conviction.
Yeah, and do you think maybe that falls on him for not preparing her?
I think so, but also like she was visiting from out of town. Like she was back in Atlanta to fight this to fight this drunk driving charge. Mm. From like Philadelphia or something like that. Like she was somewhere up in the Northeast. So
yeah. Oof.
I don't know how much prep time a lawyer would be able to get
you.
Yeah.
That's all she's going to have. No, I mean, did she have to go to jail? Do you know?
No, she wasn't going to have to go to jail, but it was like, okay. Like she's not allowed to drive in Georgia.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
I know. But it was also like it's points on her license. It's there was some other stuff, but it was like, yeah, like she's not able to drive in Georgia like at all for, I think it was like 2 years or something like that. And she's
back. For all you know, she's outside your house right now. Wait. Yeah. Yep.
You
got that GPS sorted out and she's ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, if she was, I would definitely apologize to her for the second thing, and I would explain the first thing to her and hope she understood.
Wait, so did she have to pay a fine?
Yeah, there was definitely fines. I don't remember. Like,
You weren't there for the sentencing part.
Yeah. We like, whatever it was like the type of trial that it was, we weren't there to choose the punishment. It was like, if we find her guilty, then like these are the consequences. It was a if A then B kind of situation.
Sometimes the jury does pick the punishment, correct?
Yes, and I don't understand enough to understand why we didn't.
Yeah, and then sometimes the judge does the sentencing.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what this was. It was like the judge was going to be taking the sentencing based on like the sentencing guidelines.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it was not down to us. Because if it had been down to us, we probably would have found her guilty of the second thing, but then chosen like whatever like the minimum possible penalty was.
I can't remember what it is, and I'm sure it's not that way anymore, but it was some state that was like, if you get a speeding ticket, it's only $5, but you have to pay it on the spot. Like, you have to pay it like right then.
What? And someone sounds like bullshit.
Well, someone goes, here's a 20. I'm going to speed through your whole stupid state.
And you're only going to be able to catch me 4 times. So I've done the math. Let's go.
That sounds shady as fuck.
Like I said, A, it was a comedy bit. So, yeah. You know. And B, it was a comedy bit from the 80s. So, you know, things were wild in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they still have and I'm sure Andy knows the term, but the thing where they, like, if they pull you over, they can just take your shit and keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Or maybe, yeah, it was on John Oliver. Like,
yes,
yeah.
That's how I know about it.
It's not civil forfeiture. It's, fuck.
Are you sure it's not civil forfeiture? That sounds like it could be it.
It's like, that's like close, I think, but it's probably like two different words than those. But yeah, whatever it is, it's not that you've been convicted of a crime. It's that we think that this car, as an object, was a participant in the crime. So we're going to sue the car, and the car's not going to defend itself. So we're going to keep the car. Yeah. Civil asset forfeiture, I think.
There we go.
Maybe. Woo! That's feeling better. Still not 100%.
Oh.
I feel fine.
Unrelated to any of this. Tim sent us a picture of him holding plums, making a face that I can only describe as terribly frightening.
How dare you?
I wouldn't say that was frightening.
I would say sensuous, perhaps. Libidorific.
Sensuous, it was not.
I mean.
How fucking dare you, sir?
I took one look at that picture and I was DTF.
Down to flee?
Yeah, it's like, down to get the fuck out.
Wow. I mean, the way Tim was holding those plums, it looked like a ripe, juicy ass. So I was like, "Yep, put that on my plate."
I was going for the plums.
I know.
I don't know why.
I was in the middle of saying
like
that
drunk.
Word when I snapped the picture. I was like, click."
It kind of looks like maybe you had a stroke or something.
How fucking dare you?
That's why I replied with the gif of Will Ferrell saying,
"Wait, are you really offended, Tim?"
I didn't look like I was having a stroke. And yes, I know, Andy, you got it. I thought Noah would get it because he's the one who fucking says it all the time.
No, I got what you were going for.
No, you didn't get it. You didn't get nothing except my ire.
I want to know, though, did either of you guys notice that the shadow of the words was appearing on Will Ferrell in the gif I sent you? I chose a very high-quality GIF.
You know what? I didn't know that, but now I do.
Put it in the show notes. Look.
I don't see that happening.
Oh, yeah. There's the shadows. There it is.
Yep. There it is.
Oh, you know what, Tim? I took another look at picture. Your face is so beautiful and amazing and sexy.
Yep. You know what? I don't need your pity. Oh, I sent it to Max too. I'm like, where is it?
Yep.
What about the Vita dog wearing Crocs? Little tiny Crocs. Little Vita dog in the Crocs.
And have you seen that people are accessorizing their Crocs now?
I mean, people have been accessorizing their Crocs forever, but I mean, this is the first time I've seen someone accessorize it with an entire ass wiener.
I guess I didn't. It's more my purview now, where they're buying all these little shit and sticking them in the little holes.
Yeah, man, that's been like since the beginning.
View.
Since the beginning, people have been jazzing up their Crocs, making them fancy.
Are your Crocs jazzed up, Andy?
No, my Crocs are functional Crocs. I insist that they exist so I have little clowns to wear when I need to go outside at a moment's notice.
But they can be pretty clowns.
They could be, but I'm not expecting people to see them. They're only on my feet long enough to get outside and then back inside.
You don't think anyone sees you? I just waiting. Like, he's going to come out. Honey, here he comes. Here he comes.
they're concrete colored Crocs. They are made... They're made to have minimum visibility. Like my feet are just like blending in with my walkway. Like am I standing on my driveway, or am I a pair of ankles hovering 3 inches above it? Drivers, they do not know. I am a conundrum wrapped in an enigma.
Wearing stupid shoes.
Wearing stupid shoes.
I mean,
no, just kidding.
Society does not agree with us anymore, Noah. They're on Andy's side now.
No, I know. I think we are in the minority, too.
You know what?
Andy waited long enough to be on the right side of Crocs.
No, Andy saw which way the wind was blowing. Andy can foretell the future.
Absolutely
Andy is a seer.
Not. You are lucky, and that's it.
Hey, man, in 5 years when everyone's fat fucking fat... Like,
in 5 years.
Well, actually, yeah, I guess I was a little behind the curve on that one. And now I am
like,
the curve.
What are you talking about? We're all fat.
I am the curve.
I am the...
Oh, I haven't talked about my week yet.
All right.
I had a good week. I might have a job by this time next week.
Woo! Yay!
Woo!
That Party was time! My week.
Imagine what that means for yourself.
Oh, and we celebrated Caitlin's birthday. We were going to go out, but she was like, I don't want to go out. I just want to order Chinese. I'm like, but it's your birthday. We can do whatever you want. She's like, I want to order Chinese. Well, then Chinese you will have.
Yeah, that is included in anything you want.
That is true. Yeah. So we did do that.
Wait, it was Caitlin's birthday?
It was Caitlin's birthday.
Oh, nobody told me.
Oh.
Tim is full of shit.
Well, imagine what that means for yourself. By the way, Noah, she says thank you. I mean, she probably already replied to you, but like as soon as you texted her, she's like, Noah is so conscientious. I'm like, yeah, he is my most conscientious friend.
Oh, so no one else wished her happy birthday?
I mean, I did.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
I made a little animated birthday card for her to send her like first thing when she woke up.
I wonder who Noah's talking about.
I do too. It's a mystery.
I mean, I would have reminded other people just in case they might have forgot to wish our friend's spouse and also our friend's happy birthday. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember, never trust one of these three hosts to wish your spouse a happy birthday.
Not today, wishing one of your friend's spouses a happy birthday.
This week I hate it. Today, I just texted her happy birthday.
Wait, just now?
Yes, just now. I know it doesn't make any sense and I don't care. Ah, I'm an agent of chaos.
You're a sexy little chaos goblin.
That explains why
I sent her a picture of my plums.
Do it.
I know. I will not. That's too far.
Okay. I thought you actually did.
No. I did make it a sticker now so I can put it on anything Noah says.
That's the maturity we're bringing.
Yep.
That's what I bring to the table. Nonsense.
Chaos.
I'm like a low-level Joker. It's not about the birthday. It's about sending a message 3 days late.
Low-level Joker. Like, no one's even looking for him. They're just like,
I Where's my someone... goddamn electric car, Bruce?
I do love that.
me too.
I don't know the reference.
Oh, it's from Harley Quinn, but I'll see if I can find just the clip for you.
Oh, I've probably seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's when the Scarecrow, I think, unmasks Bruce Wayne in front of the Joker. And then the Joker's like, I put a deposit down on an electric car. You're supposed to have one by this year. Where's my goddamn electric car, Bruce?
That show, I mean, is fucking funny.
Oh, guys, they're doing a Kite Man spinoff of it. That's insane.
I mean, if it's the same writers and shit, like, I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer looks great.
Now Siri thinks that your wife's birthday is today and wants to update her contacts. I should let it be that. I'll just send her a happy birthday every St. Patrick's Day.
Just a day late. Wait. St. Patrick's is not one of those holidays that moves around.
No, yeah, nope. St. Patrick's sticks to what it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andy was in the middle of hating something.
Oh, yeah. This week I hate that I keep watching shit that I mean to talk about on the show and, like, just completely forgetting to talk about on the show. Fancast.
Thank you for being one of the 12 listeners to listen to another episode of the Tancast podcast. If you like it, please talk about it on your social medias, your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, if you're under 20. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also leave a comment on this or any other episode at Tancast.com. Special thanks and love to the late DJ Technoid, who composed the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Vic, who created the official Tancast album art. Thanks again for tolerating our nonsense, and always remember, you're doing it.
You know what? Aquaman 2, better than people said it was. Once upon a time in Hollywood, I shouldn't have waited this long because it was excellent. Little Fockers, complete fucking waste of time. Silo is great. Get some Apple TV and watch Silo.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, it was just too mostly boring for me. It was too slice of life.
I was
for the most part.
Yeah.
Except for this one, the one part, which I'm sure you know I'm thinking about.
Yeah. The character story and sort of like there's little hints that like some of the characters might be unreliable narrators. And yeah, like,
I mean, there's definitely like parts I enjoy, but I feel like as a Quentin Tarantino movie as a whole, it's probably like one of my least favorite ones. Hmm.
I could see that. I felt it was like.
And I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes.
I don't know why. I love that little clip where he's just like whistling and pointing at the TV. I don't know why. He's like, woof, 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 and they just snap his fingers. I'm like, and that scene where Brad Pitt goes to that ranch was good.
Yeah.
And then the other scene, which I'm not saying what happened, was also like, that was like, you're like, what the fuck just is happening right now?
Yeah, there's a little bit the bit with Bruce Lee when they're on the set of Green Hornet.
Yeah, there's definitely like good little bits.
The guy who played Bruce Lee, like he had like the cadences and I'm like, shit, this is a really good Bruce Lee impression. Anyways.
I haven't seen this movie, so I shall not comment. However, you just said get yourself an Apple TV Plus subscription. I'm just about to cancel my Apple TV Plus. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, try again, buddy.
If you like kind of mystery sci-fi stuff, I mean, it's not like heavy sci-fi. It's more of like, you know, alternate reality in a, like, I mean, it's a bunch of people living in a silo underground.
And kind of a thriller as well.
Yeah, definitely some thriller, definitely some mystery, definitely like some crime and stuff like that. But
yeah. Andy, Tim, did you watch that show, Harrison Ford?
We were just talking about it. We watched, I think, one, maybe two episodes, but we started it right after we finished Ted Lasso. And it was just like, this is no Ted Lasso, and I am not interested.
Okay.
And especially because the first two episodes do not feature Harrison Ford that much. I was like, nah, this is basically what I was like. I don't mind Jason Segel, but he is not what I signed up for. And that's all I'm getting.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, you will get more Harrison Ford, but you're not going to get a lot of Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care.
Oh, but man, the Harrison Ford you get is going to be quality.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like the... the last episode or the last few episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to stick with it all the way that just to get my little weenie.
It's not that long. Shrinking is not that long of a show.
You say that just because it's shrinking.
But I mean, yeah, but I would say, like, if you're not into the show, then just don't watch the show. Like, I don't think Harrison Ford is going to make or break the show for you. Like, he definitely added to me, but I also enjoyed the ride without him. Like, I was like,
I wasn't really feeling the plot or anything. I was like, this is not happening for me.
I mean, you do get to miss out, you get to see a bit of him. The guy who plays the next door husband from Married Children. Like, I hadn't seen him in forever, and so, and like, when I saw him on the show, I'm like, oh, it's good to see him, and he was fucking good on that show. Like, he didn't do a lot.
There was one funny bit where he's like pulling out of the driveway, and it's like, I've seen that bit like divorced from the show. I'm like, oh, that seems funny. I should watch that show. And like two episodes in, I'm like, I haven't seen anything that funny yet.
He has more funny than that. The dude, his character is like my fucking spirit animal now. Like he is great. It's like, hey Pam, we hate Pam. Fuck you, Pam.
that's the bit I was talking about.
Yes, that's the bit you were talking about. But like that isn't even the peak for his character.
Yeah,
because it's up there.
They set him up to be like one character, and then he has like a little bit of a growing moment. You're like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, he seems like he's just sort of, you know, like the henpecked husband, you know, just like kind of floating through life and just sort of like, my wife's kind of a little bit of a bitch, but what you gonna do? But yeah, you find out like, no, he's a fully three-dimensional person and he's got, you know, wants and feelings and whatever.
Yeah.
But he is also like a bit of a, I'm about to retire. So many weights are coming off my shoulders. Like, I am really out of fucks to give. Like, I spent the last fuck on my last day at the office.
But yeah, it is not like the super feel-goody that Ted Lasso was. It's a little bit more. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's funny, but it's also more of a drama as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of it is like, you know, what sort of knock-on impacts are you having in the world around you and with the people and like, you know, what?
Oh yeah,
choices knock that you make impacts. To like, you know, to talk to somebody or to not talk to somebody, and like, how do those, you know, misunderstandings and misconnections come back? You know, with fathers and daughters and mentors and coworkers and like everything.
And Andy reminded me of something I forgot about, but the final episode, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more than that, but that is a consistent part of the show. Yes.
Yeah.
Tancast, come for the banter, stay for the hard sell on shrinking.
Yeah. One of us.
It's so weird that it's Noah and I hard selling you on a show that like so heavily features Harrison Ford. This is
you just said he doesn't heavily feature him.
Heavily is maybe a strong word.
He's not like a guest star. Like he's
not like a guest star. In. You're not gonna get like. Is there even an episode where
they have the Harrison Ford show?
How about this?
That's
where Harrison Ford is a supporting actor who appears in, I think, every single episode.
Yeah, I mean, and also, it's okay if you know if it's not for you right now, it may never be for you. That's also okay.
Yeah, that is.
There may be another reason I get Apple TV Plus again in the future, and maybe I'll revisit it, or maybe they'll have taken it off by then because streaming services are the devil.
Yeah, there's definitely been shows where I was not ready when people were hard selling it, like Fleabag. And then at one point I decided to watch it. I'm like, that show was fucking amazing.
I mean, I was that way with The Shawshank Redemption. Everybody kept telling me what a great movie it is. I'm like, I could not give less of a shit about this movie you're telling me to watch.
And that's too bad, because it's a fucking great movie, Timmy.
This movie is great. Has anybody seen this?
have you heard The Shawshank Redemption? And also The Wire. Have you heard The Wire?
Yeah.
Nope. Still haven't seen that. Still
Tim,
not good.
Tim, I'm white and recently watched The Wire. Let me tell you, maybe the best show ever.
Wait. I think Noah had something he wanted to say first.
The recording has ended. Yeah.
Imagine what that means for yourself.
Watch The Wire!